Hollywood likes to roll out their big family movies around the holidays. This season, the lineup includes Big Hero 6, Annie, Penguins of Madagascar, and the offbeat fairy tale musical, Into the Woods.
He's a very smart prince. He's a prince who prepares.
Disney executives hope families will flock to the theater to see Into the Woods when it opens Christmas Day. But as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, flocking to see any movie during any season has gone way down.
For a big Hollywood movie to be a big hit, so many things need to go just right. Take Night at the Museum 3. Remember the movie where the museum exhibits, like dinosaurs, come to life?
Go fetch!
The first two Night at the Museum movies made about $1 billion combined worldwide. But this final one could be seen as a tired relic, and the movie's director, Sean Levy, knows it.
It's not a fresh discovery. It's got the burden of expectation.
Plus, it's opening on December 19th, the same day as the heavily marketed new version of Annie.
It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us.
With both Annie and Night at the Museum 3, most people will probably wait for the DVD or streaming release. Doug Kreutz, an analyst with Cowan & Company, says yes, the holidays are a good time to release a movie because kids are out of school, but parents don't need theaters to keep their kids occupied.
Hand them the iPad. Don't have to worry about it for the next 3 hours.
Kreutz points out that this summer, when kids were out of school, the box office was down about 20%. He says even when all of the stars align, there's no guarantee a movie will do well. Take How to Train Your Dragon 2, released this summer by DreamWorks.
Dragon, you know, they made some nice money on, but given how good it was, and given that they had zero competition in the animation business for the whole summer, you know, the fact that it couldn't even get to $200 million in domestic box office, that's frightening.
In terms of animation, there are two major releases competing for business this holiday season. Big Hero 6, which is doing well.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your pain?
And Penguins of Madagascar, a spin-off of a successful franchise.
What's our trajectory?
95% certain we're still doomed.
It's not doing as well as expected. When Penguins didn't fly at the box office over Thanksgiving, DreamWorks stock took a dive. One theory, the studio isn't keeping up with increased competition. This year's top animated movies, Lego from Warner Brothers and Big Hero 6 from Disney, were fresh and original, says Kreutz.
And really, I mean, DreamWorks is still making the same movie they made 10 years ago.
Big studios like DreamWorks hope they can at least make some money from foreign markets. Penguins of Madagascar did really well when it was released in Russia. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.